is Shea Vibes and Omale with My Healer. Before that was Magic with Everyday and Black Bones and Fola with Despacito. Not the one that we know that was global. No, we've got our own Despacito. Now, not to be too on the nose about it, today is World Leprosy Day. And I know if somebody's gone to church today, you're probably thinking of the story of Jesus when he healed the leper. Well, yeah, but also considering the fact that the song that is playing right now is My Healer by Shea Vibes and Omale. Now, today is actually one that is not necessarily on a fixed day on the 25th of January. The World Leprosy Day is celebrated always on the last Sunday of January. So whenever that falls on, it doesn't matter the date. And annually it aims to create awareness about a disease that many people believe to be extinct, right? Because we think it's just biblically back in the days when Jesus would touch somebody and suddenly they're healed and then, oh look, they're free of leprosy. But actually, even till today, people still get to be affected by it, especially apparently in developed countries. Now, leprosy is also known as Hansen's disease, and it's an infectious disease that's caused by a specific type of bacteria that targets the human body's nervous system. And generally, it gets to affect the hands, the feet, even the face. It's believed to spread through extensive exposure to a bacteria that causes it. And now, this day aims to not only educate you and I about the disease, but to draw attention to those who are afflicted by it. Personally, I've never met anybody with leprosy, and I've only ever really heard about it when it comes to Bible stories, you know, biblical stories, but it is a very real condition. And so hopefully, if you're somebody that usually likes to wait till the last minute, like, yeah, on death's door, like literally heaven and you are like just looking each other in the eyes, is when you go to the hospital, please don't be like that. Take this as a sign to actually go to the hospital. I think use your NEMA. If you pay for NEMA, use that. Go to the hospital, go to your nearest health center. Make sure that you're healthy. Don't wait till you're actually now in a very horrible condition, in a horrible state, that you then think, I think I need to see a doctor. Even in just going for checkups, right? Just a simple checkup just to see how you're doing, mid-year checkup, in the middle of the year, even beginning of the year, saying, how are my vitals, doctor? Tell me. What things do I need to implement? What foods do I need to start eating now? What habits do I need to form as soon as possible, just to ensure that I've got a good quality of life? Now, like I did say, today is, or rather World Leprosy Day, is a day that's celebrated every last Sunday of January every single year. And today, in 2026, it just happens to fall on the 25th. Now, it is a day that I've said is to celebrate those who've experienced leprosy, but also to raise awareness about the disease. If you're thinking, wait, so you're saying that it's back, it never really quite left. Is it curable? Yes, it is curable, and I think maybe that's why we don't really hear much about it, I'd like to believe, but still there's a challenge around it, and that's the fact that people get to face a stigma around it. Now, the theme call, or rather the theme for today, or for this year, is call to action to raise awareness for leprosy. Now, they are saying that the leprosy stigma is constantly raised by persons affected by leprosy, and as one of their most significant challenges. So they're saying that the stigma affects their daily lives. It causes people to even lose their jobs, but it also means that people are forced to leave their homes. The stigma is so real that even within their own house, they're like, oh, you can't stay with us, just step outside. It even keeps children from attending schools. So the stigma does this and so